Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show with top-rated performance standards. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fest, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies in the online community since 1999. You know, Lee, every holiday season has its pop culture blockbusters.
Yes.
And 2017 is no exception. Joel Elad is here now to tell us what's on the pop culture calendar and is likely to show up on eBay. He's known on eBay as Kaboom Comics with a X, C-O-M. It's kaboom.comix. And he's a shooting star feedback holder. Joel, what are the big holiday releases this year we should be paying attention to?
Well, the big three pop culture movies that we're going to see this season, we just had the first one, Thor Ragnarok, where Marvel Comics brought out not only Thor, but big guest stars like The Incredible Hulk and some surprise cameos. The second big release is coming this weekend, DC Comics, is the Justice League. So Batman and Wonder Woman have some new friends helping them fight evil, Flash, Cyborg, and potentially the return of someone who passed away in a previous movie called Superman.
So,
we know who he is.
It's going to be interesting. The third big one is not really, it didn't get its start in comics, but it's a franchise we all know, or most of us know and love, Star Wars. So the next episode, The Last Jedi, leaving off where The Force Awakens ended, with Rey and Finn and, characters like Luke and Leia that we know from the original trilogy. So
that's
going to be next month. So those are kind of the biggest three that are on the silver screen.
Mm-hmm.
We're also blessed that in television, we're having a lot of comic book TV shows. The CW TV network is almost predominantly comic book based, whether it's Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, as well as the Archie series Riverdale. So, if you look at the CW, it's the C should stand for comic books, really. They're succeeding with a bunch of shows that really appeal to a wide demographic.
Oh, that's fascinating.
So should we be, buying comic books every week or every month and just putting them in a nice little plastic encasement and keeping it in the attic?
It's an excellent question, Lee. It's something I get a lot. Unfortunately, you have to go back to the element of supply and demand. And so starting in the 1980s, A, the mothers stopped throwing out their kids' comic book collections. And B, as the price of comics increased, the collectors of the comics started putting them in those little bags with the cardboard backing to keep them in pristine condition, as comic book guy on The Simpsons would say.
Oh, that was good.
And some of those will never be in demand.
And unfortunately, 99% of anything from the 80s to today will not be in demand. Now, there are exceptions. The first time a character becomes popular, the first time an artist draws in comics. Later on, we're going to talk about stuff for next year. So I'll give you an example. There was a character created in the late 80s called Cable. And Cable is now becoming popular because next February, there's a movie called Deadpool 2 from Fox. And Deadpool 2 will be the first appearance of Cable on the silver screen. And so now that book, which was $20, $30 a few years ago, is hundreds of dollars now because we're going to see them in the movies.
Which categories of eBay are most affected by all of these new releases?
Well, you do have the comic book categories. You also have the toy categories. I mean, nowadays, nothing succeeds unless there's a toy based on it. But with the merchandising that you're seeing from whether it's Lucasfilm or Marvel, which is now owned by Disney, DC, which is owned by Warner Brothers, there's a lot of categories that you're going to, beyond comics and toys and general collectibles, they're starting to brand everything. But once again, go back to supply and demand, whereas maybe the Star Wars jacket you get at Target today is not as valuable, but clothing memorabilia from the 70s, when Star Wars first came out, will have some value today as opposed to something that was mass marketed in the last 12 months.
What are some of the unexpected things that will pop in sales price due to the pop culture schedule?
Well, as much as, you know, every year, nobody plans to make a bad movie. And so the one thing that is...
And yet they do.
And yet they do.
So often.
And in pop culture, we're not immune to it. There are comic book films that did not succeed in the last 5 or 10 years. And so The flip side of that is when something succeeds, when something becomes really popular unexpectedly once the movie hits the public viewing, you want to be able to kind of cash in on that. And so last year with Star Wars The Force Awakens, people did not expect the character of Rey, the Daisy Ridley character, to be so popular, and the toy market did not make enough of her character in the different toys that were available to the point that it became a scarcity. Now, there's discussion, was it not manufactured as much because it was a girl character and girl toys don't sell as well as boy toys, things like that.
I'm just going to leave that one.
Yeah.
No, I think
as I said, I was like, oh,
listen,
boy.
Because heretofore, more boys than girls pay attention to those kind of comic book things. I know we have a lot of women doing it now.
Yes.
But by and large.
But as far as especially the toy category, which has been around for a long time, the toy buyers are like, this female character that nobody knew about until this movie hit. The movie hit, everybody liked her, couldn't get enough of the toys.
So what is it worth now? So has it gone
up? It depends. I mean, the first few toys that came out, shot up in value until they were able to kind of flood the market, in 2017.
And what was her name again?
Rey? Rey. R-E-Y? We're gonna learn her lineage, I think, in this movie. I'm one of like the three people that actually keeps my hands over my ears. I don't want to read the spoilers. I don't want to watch too many trailers.
Oh,
I don't
want to
know.
Cute.
I know. It's very cute in 2017 to not have spoilers. But if there's a breakout character, you know, if something like if Thor comes out and everybody loves the Hulk's performance, Hulk comics and toys, may go up in value. If there's a surprise, like they introduce a character, that appeared in Incredible Hulk, issue 93 back in 2003, that comic book may go up in value. So as things hit the pop culture landscape, you want to pay attention to what people are saying, what they liked, what they didn't like, any surprises, and how you can look at what you own and be like, I have that comic and this character's first appearance in the comic, maybe I should put it up for sale.
So anything else you want to share?
Well, pop culture is something that for the holidays, yes, people want gifts, gifts for themselves, gifts for other people, but the pop culture calendar is 12 months a year. I mean, for example, I mentioned that Cable is appearing in Deadpool 2 next February. As these announcements comes out, the spoiler announcements, the casting announcements, all sorts of things, you really want to be on top of it. Because if something hits, you want to have that comic or that product ready to go. The first picture of Captain Marvel in her outfit hits the internet, you want to be able to have, if you've got that comic, maybe you want to have it listed and ready to go so that as the fever picks up, you're ready to catch the wave.
That makes sense.
In our industry, a lot of it is now based, the fads are getting, quicker. And so it's a lot, everybody wants to be on board for the next big thing. And so it's not so much now when the movie comes out, it's what was the casting announcement? What was the plot announcement? What was, who's the newest actor to be cast and what are they going to play? And is it someone we've seen? And so the fans are constantly trying to figure it out before the movie hits or before the television show hits so that they can get that right product and then have it ready to go.
That makes sense.
Gee, many Christmas.
Yeah, it can be fun. I mean, there are times that I'll own something that was worth a dollar yesterday and, there was a new writer or a very popular writer that jumped ship from Marvel Comics named Brian Michael Bendis. And he's going to write for DC, which is the Superman Batman company. And there was a comic he wrote 20 years ago when he wasn't exclusive with anybody. And if it was for DC, well, since that was his first DC writing gig, that dollar comic became, people were paying $30 for it the next day. So.
Yikes.
It's not just what we see on the movie screen or on television. It's also the inner workings of the comic book industry.
Yes, it can be.
Wow.
Yes. Those are kind of inside baseball, kind of harder to figure out unless you're really knowledgeable of your category. But yes, information is, how our market moves, and you can have fun with it, and the key is always look ahead. You always want to look ahead what's coming out next year, the year after, because people are buying up until the movie releases, and then they're worried if it's a bad release, a lot of people sell on opening weekend.
Griff?
Yes.
Have you ever sold, you know, bought a whole bunch of stuff because you thought that it was going to be the next
yes.
big thing and
yes.
failed miserably?
Not failed miserably so much, but failed unremarkably.
So what? Like what?
While he's thinking, let me tell you one of mine. Star Wars Episode One in 1999. There hadn't been a Star Wars film in 16 years. I was one of those guys in San Jose. Griff, remember the old Dome Century Theaters?
I do. There's some of them are still standing here.
So we were part of the group that camped out 2 weeks before the movie opened. I went to Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut like every day for 4 weeks.
Oh no!
Just to get the little toys because there was like 20 of them.
Oh no!
I didn't eat there for months, only to eat there when the toys were available, and I had a whole box full of them. The toys and the cups and I loaded up. I was
and there you were, and you're ready.
And I was ready, and we went to see the film. And unfortunately, I had multiple tickets purchased for that week. I saw it multiple times, and unfortunately, I finally donated a lot of those toys to charity about a year ago.
Okay, yeah.
So it didn't work for you.
Didn't
so,
work.
But you know, that's part of being an entrepreneur.
That's right.
Is speculating.
That's right.
It is, and risk taking. So what you did was a good thing, though, because you never know.
I definitely took a chance.
What do you think of those exclusive eBay-only cover variant comics that eBay's been featuring?
It's very cool. I think we're going to see a lot more of it in the next 12 months, and actually I'm hoping that I can – I'm in discussion with eBay about that right now.
Well, hope
Joel,
we can have you back
success.
On, Joel.
Continued success, and we'll talk to you next time. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
The portability of today's online business makes entrepreneurship more liberating than ever. Think about it. Couples RV across the country, product sourcing and selling on eBay all the way. Many couples travel or even move overseas, and their businesses on eBay hardly miss a beat. Then there's the coffee shop crowd and the sit on a rock on the beach and list gang. To discover a taste of this liberation, move around your house. Bring a laptop outside on the porch or sunroom for an hour during the day. Try the Wi-Fi at the nearest coffee shop or, yes, even the beach. Today, the world really is your office.
This retail moment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.